I'm not the first person to pull an all-nighter. Loads of people have done it. But on Sunday through Monday, I worked 33 hours solid, straight through. Yes, there were breaks for various things. Food, for instance. Bio breaks. And then yesterday, Tuesday, worked until past midnight. And today worked until just past 11 o'clock this evening. That's insane. That's crazy hours. I mean, nobody in their right mind would do those hours. Nobody would sign up for them in advance, would they? I suppose it's the joys. Well, though it's not really a joy of running your own business. In a way, it's a sign of a healthy business, a business that's in demand. But on the other hand, it can't be healthy for the people in the business. Me can't be healthy to work those kind of hours. Now, I'm not the only person in the business, and I'm not the only hard worker in the business, I should point out. But this is my audioboo channel, so I'm going to be selfish and just talk about me. I wonder, what's it doing to my health? What's it doing to my body? Missing a night's sleep and really not getting enough sleep at all at the moment. And the reason this popped into my head is I was just out in the kitchen feeling peckish, having been eating really oddly today, by which I mean I had noodles for the first time, boiled noodles. Goodness knows what they're made of. Goodness knows what chemicals are in there. But I was in the kitchen just thinking, well, I wouldn't mind something before I go to bed. I'm a bit peckish. My body was crying out for tuna and figs. When do you eat tuna and figs? So, I mean, the pregnant women allegedly have cravings like this, don't they? I don't know if that's true. I have no experience of it, really. So forgive my ignorance if it's true, or forgive my ignorance if it isn't true. But tuna and figs is not, as far as I know, one of the more popular combinations in the world of gastronomy. So is it my body crying out for things that it's deficient for at the moment? I don't know. And health is playing on my mind at the moment, because I've reached that point in my life where I have quite probably more years now behind me than I have ahead of me. I'm just on that cusp, that shadow zone, where if I live to a healthy age in my 80s, then I'm probably just beyond the tipping point. What am I talking about? I am beyond the tipping point. I'd have to live into my early 90s now to not be beyond the tipping point. So I'm beyond that tipping point. So I have fewer years ahead of me. Of course, I want them to be as healthy as possible. And my current lifestyle is not aligned with that ambition. So now that I'm back on Audioboo, I thought I'd talk about getting healthier as a middle-aged man running their own business, or co-running a business is more accurate in my case, and trying to get fit again. I used to be fit. I've run marathons, I've done a long kayaking race called Devizes to Westminster, which is a 125-mile kayak race, and I used to be a healthy man. That's much less so. There is now more of me, substantially more of me than there used to be. So I'm now turning my attention to living maybe a little bit more healthily, because that's going to start becoming quite important in the years ahead, and looking after myself a bit more. So I thought I might document that process. So at the moment I weigh, depending on what mood the scales are in, quite seriously, I can be 84 kilos or 87 kilos, and that's in the same weighing moment. The scales tend to, I don't know, maybe it's how they work up in the morning. Maybe they're feeling grumpy, or maybe they're feeling generous. And I would ideally like to shed 10 kilos off that, if I could. And I'm a 36-inch waist, I'd like to get that down to a 34. And I'd like to be fitter again. I'd like to be able to run again. I can't run for very long, considering I used to be able to run a marathon. And I want to eat better. I want to find out more about eating better. So that's what I'm going to talk about, I think, on Audioboo. Exclusively about how a middle-aged man is going to go from fat and 40s to fit and 40s. Maybe that should be the theme. In doing so, I'm going to have to lay off some of my wife's excellent baking. Believe me, she bakes a lemon drizzle cake that is so good it could bring about world peace. It's wonderful. But there we are, back on Audioboo, and the people I should name check for bringing me back into Audioboo are, of course, Omani Blog and Top Gold and the incomparable McColgan. Mac, you in particular have enticed me back. People like Documentally and Pilgrim Chris and SN2N and oh, I'm going to forget people and people might get upset. I hope they don't. There's been this wonderful conversation going on between people in the community that I follow, and it's just been very interesting. A conversation started by Pilgrim Chris that others have built on, which has been very interesting to follow. So I have missed Audioboo. And now I'm back, and I'm going to talk about being fit and healthy as a middle-aged creative. Take care of yourselves.